It's hard to believe that Eve Carlin's City of Liars and Thieves, Love, Death, and Manhattan's First Great Murder Mystery is her first novel. The author's note alone could stand as exemplary of how to incorporate research into historical fiction. Carlin's subject is the real-life murder of a beautiful young woman, Elma Sands, on December 22, 1799, and the trial that followed that involved two of the nation's most famous founding fathers, Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton. Carlin credits sources, particularly Gore Vidal's brilliant novel Burr, and states clearly what she appropriated from various records, including trial transcripts, and what she changed as creative license. Readers who have seen Hamilton or have read Ron Chernow's splendid biography on which both Lin-Manuel Miranda and Carlin relied will recognize Chernow's complex portraits of Burr and Hamilton, particularly as they played out their rivalry over the forthcoming 1800 presidential election. The irony is their coalition as a dream team, defending a young carpenter, Levy Weeks, from the charge that he brutalized Elma, who loved him, and that with help he thrust her body down a well belonging to the fraudulent Manhattan Water Company. Levy was the handsome younger brother of Ezra Weeks, a prominent builder and friend of men in power, who had arranged for Levy to stay at a boarding house where Elma was also living. According to Elma's older cousin, Catherine Ring, who with her husband Elias owned the boarding house and who narrates this tale, Elma had been on her way that fateful freezing December night to be secretly married to Levy, but she never returned. Her body was found in the well several days later. Was she pregnant, depressed, an unwitting confidant of Levy who told her about corruption at the water company? Was she someone who needed to be silenced? Elma was sweet, young, innocent, hard-working, but a romantic, whose liveliness could be seductive. Catherine comes to depend on her, however, grateful for her spirited presence, and cared deeply about her. The story begins with a prologue dated July 12, 1804. Catherine notes that she has just heard that Burr killed Hamilton in a duel, and then she recreates in her mind's eye scenes that look back 5 years to when she saw both men in the courtroom defending Levy against accusations from hostile mobs that he did it. Though Catherine is a lukewarm member of the Society of Friends, while her husband Elias holds fiercely to the movement's language and beliefs, Catherine emerges as a strong and sensitive character, intelligent and capable of re-examining her own prejudices. She wonders about justice, as Elma's name is besmirched in court, and then 5 years later, what kind of justice was accomplished by the Burr-Hamilton duel? City of Liars and Thieves adroitly brings together post-American Revolution politics in New York, romance, domestic conflict, and cultural history, especially about the yellow fever epidemic and the extreme water shortage in New York at the time, not to mention slavery. The prose is effectively spare and simple, and for sure the epigraph Carlin chose tellingly appropriate, then and now. Burr's cynical definition of law as whatever is boldly asserted and plausibly maintained. As the author says, this is a cautionary tale with modern-day relevance. I'm Joan Baum.